I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes.
And Ghana's wonderful story continues. The final score, Ghana 2, the United States 1, and Italy and Ghana advance into the next round of the 2006 FIFA World Cup.
Yesterday, the United States World Cup hopes ended with a loss to Ghana. The West African country has turned out to be the Trojan horse of a sporting event that's intriguing the world. Ghana spent 44 years trying to qualify for the World Cup. Now it finds itself the only sub-Saharan African country to advance to the next round, and that accomplishment is not lost in the West African nation of 22 million people. Ghanaian Mary Dankwa joins us from Ghana. Mary, welcome. Talk to us about what I suspect must be a very exciting time in the country. I understand yesterday was like a national holiday.
It was amazing, and yes, it was like a national holiday from the moment that you woke up. Everybody had on the country's colors. Even the street hawkers and the beggars that were lined up on the street were dressed in you know, red, gold, and green, and black. And it was just a really glorious time.
Here's what's interesting. We made a big deal of it here in the States, being beat by Ghana. But Ghana had already beat the number two ranked Czech Republic and really has shown to be a very athletic crew and could, in fact, go a long way.
Yes, that is true. I think that what is happening is a larger metaphor for Ghana, because what we ended up doing was we became Africa's hope. All over the radio stations throughout the world, you kept hearing sports commentators and broadcasters saying, Ghana is now Africa's hope. And I think that our team and our nation really took that to heart, because we have traditionally been the hope and the trailblazers in Africa. We were the first African country to gain independence from colonialism. And we are on the verge of celebrating that victory. It's 50 years now. So I think that we're really riding on a sense of national and continental pride.
And what's interesting here, Mary, is we know the spotlight goes to countries often during the World Cup, and the stability that this nation has shown through the years will help also shine the light on much of the ignorance that Americans have, quite frankly, to the continent.
I certainly hope so. I certainly hope so, because Ghana has been, as I said, a steady force in terms of progress in Africa and in terms of hope for Africa. So I do hope that this will educate some people throughout the world, in America and elsewhere, about Ghana and about Africa.
All right, Mary, real quick, I know that you lived much of your life here in the United States. You're a native Ghanaian. Talk to me about any tug, pull yesterday, if at all.
Well, you know, my daughter and I went to Don's Place, which is a sports bar, very popular sports bar in town, to watch it. And when the Ghana national anthem was played, it was the first of the two national anthems to be played, everyone in the bar was almost screaming the national anthem at the top of their lungs. And then the U.S. national anthem started playing, and my daughter and I started singing it, and then people kind of looked at us like, who are you here to root for? So that was a moment of, uh-oh, better shut up now.
Well, the fun in the streets continues. We can hear it behind you, Mary Dankwa, and we appreciate the time. And good luck to the Ghanaian team.
Thank you very much, Ed. Thanks for having me.